Hey everybody, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This foray into the book of Romans is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is published by Harvest House. This is also Reader Month, and today I'm reading from a message I received on my Patreon account. It's from Karen, and she wrote this. Your podcast has been the most special thing to me. I start my day every morning with it. Some mornings, depending on what struggles I'm going through, I cry, I smile, and I always say at the end of your prayer, thank you, Jesus, for Mary. That is super humbling. Thank you, Karen. And I love to be prayed for as well. And so I would so appreciate your prayers. Here's a little hint of one of the prayers that I desperately need is that I have battled insomnia for decades now, and so I would so covet your prayers for my sleep tonight and other subsequent nights. All right, we are in Romans chapter 15. We're finishing up the chapter, verses 23 through 33 in the New Living Translation, and it says that actually verses 22 through 33, and it says this. In fact, my visit to you has been delayed so long because I've been preaching in these places, but now I have finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years of waiting, I am eager to visit you. I am planning to go to Spain, and when I do, I will stop off in Rome, and after I have enjoyed your fellowship for a little while, you can provide for my journey. But before I come, I must go to Jerusalem to take a gift to the believers there. For you see, the believers in Macedonia and Achaia have eagerly taken up an offering for the poor among the believers in Jerusalem. They were glad to do this because they feel they owe a real debt to them. Since the Gentiles received the spiritual blessings of the good news from the believers in Jerusalem, they feel the least they can do in return is to help them financially. As soon as I have delivered this money and completed this good deed of theirs, I will come to see you on my way to Spain. And I am sure that when I come, Christ will richly bless our time together. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Pray that I will be rescued from those in Judea who refuse to obey God. Pray also that the believers there will be willing to accept the donation I am taking to Jerusalem. Then, by the will of God, I will be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other. And now may God, who gives us his peace, be with you all. Amen. Amen and amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this passage by the Apostle Paul that kind of gives us an insight into the new churches being planted all around the region, that these churches were there to give you glory, but also they're connected to each other. And I love that. It's not that there are these silos around, but that this is like a living organism and they're all connected to one another. So when the believers in the outlying areas, these Gentile believers and churches heard that there was poverty in Jerusalem, they took up an offering. And so, Lord, I pray today, especially at the beginning of the year when we're thinking of finances and thinking of budgets, that you would show us those ministries and churches and people who desperately need to be provided for. Our abundance will be the supply for their want. And Lord, that is such a great joy. And so I pray that generosity into the folks listening today, that we wouldn't be hoarders, but that we would give hilariously and joyfully of the things that you have given us. It is a complete privilege to give. It is a complete privilege to help other people. So Lord, we trust that you will show us. I know that you love to show us when others are in need. And Lord, for those in need today who are listening, I pray for financial provision through other believers. Stir other people's hearts to meet those needs and help us when we are in need not to be too proud to receive from others, because it is such a blessing to receive and it is such a blessing to give. Lord, thank you that the Apostle Paul asked for prayer. He knew that he needed you. And knowing what happened in Jerusalem, that this was not a good situation for him, it ended in his imprisonment and his long journey back to Rome in a way he didn't anticipate. He did need that prayer. And he did need to be lifted up. And so, Lord, I thank you that if he needs prayer, we need prayer. So help us to be willing today to share our prayer requests with those whom we love and who love to pray. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me. I'm grateful that God created you and placed you in your specific place on this earth. Your life matters, and I am grateful for you. If you have been a victim of sexual violence, sexual abuse, I do have something free for you. If you go to we2.org/21days, and that's the number 2 and the number 1, we2.org/21days, you'll get a 21-day healing email sequence for free, of course, of how to heal from sexual abuse of the past. And so that's my free gift to you. And if that's something that has been difficult for you and something you want to tackle this year in 2020, that's for you. Or maybe pass it on to a friend who may be struggling. Thanks so much and have an amazing day.